Dan Stockton has never run for office before. He says this actually qualifies him to be the 8th District's representative because he's a, quote, common man. This, he says, will define how he does the job.
I fully intend to read everything that I vote on. That may be a daunting task, and maybe I'm biting off more than I can chew, but it starts there. It starts with being informed.
Stockton's embarking on a campaign for Congress with a message that doesn't focus much on his potential opponent, Evansville Democrat Brett Ellsworth. Instead, the targets are Congress and the Obama administration.
I don't believe that his policies are going to be successful, and I can't say that I am looking forward to seeing that fail. It would be great if it could turn the country around. But at the same time, I don't believe that it will. So it's not that I am looking and hoping for Obama to fail. I just think that he will. I'm hopeful that we as a country can survive that.
Stockton says he's confident his positions will still ring true come next year, even though his congressional platform was formulated less than 5 months into the Obama administration.
And I don't anticipate anything changing between now and then, except for the worse.
He admits many of the programs Obama has launched haven't been around long enough to render a verdict on them. Stockton does say he's confident he'll need to tackle what he calls Congress's runaway deficit spending a year from now.
It's like buying a $1 bucket for $100 a piece. And I guess that's what's really driving me crazy is that no one stops to think about what tags, earmarks, entitlements, and pork barrel spending really mean to the American people. We're the ones paying the taxes on all of that.
Stockton says if he eventually wins the right to run against Ellsworth, he's likely to lose by a landslide if the race comes down to who can raise and spend the most money. And he says Ellsworth's conservative reputation will be tough to overcome. In 2008, Republican Greg Good lost all 18 counties in the 8th District, garnering half as many votes as Ellsworth. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.